we interrupt our regularly scheduled program for this special presentation of Inter Miami Soccer on ESPN 106.3. The pink smoke is in the air. That means legendary goals.
Oh, it's a cannon shot. Go ahead and give him the goal of the week.
Heroic saves.
Outstanding point blank save. You are denied.
Inter Miami Soccer is on ESPN 106.3.
Goal de Messi.
This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
We got late night soccer action. My favorite coming up tonight with our Inter Miami Herons. Now, I got to say, you better brew a coffee. You better a tea, whatever, a Red Bull, whatever caffeine you drink. Make sure I'd start now. Folks, I'd honestly got to start now because we have the Inter Miami Herons doing battle tonight coming up in L.A. It's not going to be kicking off until 11:30 Eastern time. Now, I am a bit of a night owl. I got to admit, with how my work schedule is, I'm a bit of a night owl. I kind of toned it back a little bit because I've been working out in the mornings, but 11:30 tonight, even late for me, as our Inter Miami Herons are in the round of eight in the CONCACAF Champions Cup against LAFC. Coming up, it's 6:30. We're going to be talking to the radio play-by-play man for LAFC, Dave Denholm, personal friend, two Clevelanders, Dave Denholm and Mike Rizzo, going to be talking a little football here on ESPN 106.3. As I mentioned, folks, Pink Smoke, we are presented by my good friends at PNC. And I'll tell you what, at PNC, they couldn't be more excited to serve the South Florida community. But you may be wondering, isn't PNC that boring bank? Well, that depends. Is starting a business boring? Or being the first person in your family to go to college boring? For nearly 160 years, they've done the hard and, yes, occasionally boring work of banking to deliver brilliant results for their clients. And that's why they have dedicated teams throughout the local area, and they are all ready to do the boring work to help you unlock your own brilliance. Let's see what boring banking can do for you. And also, folks, at PNC Bank, they pride themselves on being boring. That is the truth. They couldn't be more excited to serve the South Florida community, though, as for nearly 160 years, they've quietly toiled away to deliver brilliant results for their equally brilliant clients. Now their dedicated financial teams are ready to do boring work to help you unlock your own brilliance. Folks, let's see what boring banking can do for you. PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC. And guys, I actually have a funny story about PNC. When I was back in college, Ohio State and Ohio University, I didn't have two pennies to rub together. And the bank that I had was PNC. And my grandma Carol, she would go up to her local branch in Cleveland, Ohio, Berea, Ohio, deposit some money so I could have some money at college. So PNC Bank, not only a partner here and the official sponsor of Pink Smoke, they have been helping the Rizzo family, specifically me, when I was in college, get through some fun times. How about that? Fun times. So shout out to our good friends at PNC Bank. I mentioned the Inter Miami Herons, so doing battle tonight at 11:30 Eastern time. That ball is going to be rolling. You can watch the CONCACAF Champions Cup on FS2 tonight between the Inter Miami Herons, our Inter Miami Herons, and LAFC. And we will talk to Dave Denholm, the radio play-by-play man for ESPN LA, coming up next right here on Pink Smoke. But I wanted to catch everybody up on what happened last week. Now, we did not have CONCACAF Champions Cup action, but we did have MLS action. Myself and my partner, my good friend Ken Levicka, the play-by-play man on the Inter Miami Radio Network, we were live on site for the big 2-1 win over the Philadelphia Union. And this was a true three-point game for the Herons. The Herons jumped the Philadelphia Union on the table in the Eastern Conference. So how our MLS is set up, just a quick reminder, our MLS, 15 teams on each side in the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference, 30 teams total. So 15 in the East, 15 in the West. Inter Miami jumped the Philadelphia Union. I got to say, too, the surprise team Philadelphia Union and are in now in sole possession of first place. And a lot of it had to do with Lionel Messi. A lot of it had to do with what I think brilliant managing by Javier Mascherano. You know, Mascherano, who has brought in a plethora of players who have truly panned out for Inter Miami. I mean, if you look at the transfers that Javier Mascherano has brought in for the Herons, it is just, it's like he can't miss. And I don't want to jinx it. I know it's fairly early on in the year. At this point, I'd probably be worried about injuries more than anything, because from what I've seen from the new transfers and Javier Mascherano is that the Inter Miami Herons are going to be a force to be reckoned with in every single competition that they play in. But let's get through some highlights here. As I mentioned, our good buddy Ken Lavica, he is the play-by-play man for Inter Miami, and he's going to take us through exactly what happened in this game as it was a 2-1 victory for Inter Miami. And let's kick things off with Fafa Pico going off of the bar on a header 5 minutes into the game.
Robert Taylor trying to get to it right up the box. He does, lobs it back post. Here's a header off the post of Blake by Pico. It was sent to the middle and Pico put it off of the woodwork. An early opportunity for Inter Miami. The first shot on goal nearly made it 1-0 in the fifth minute.
Fafa Pico, if we remember, let's rewind back about, gosh, it's been about 3.5 weeks now, because Inter Miami was on the bye week. Fafa Pico had the decisive goal against Atlanta United. I apologize, not 3.5, folks. About 2 weeks back on March the 16th, a little over 2 weeks, Fafa Pico had the decisive game-winning goal against Atlanta United. And as we know, Atlanta United at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, that's a tough place for Inter Miami. Not a lot of good results have come from that stadium, but they were able to get that win, and a lot of it had to do with the guy who was off bar there in the 50th minute in Fafa Pico. Let's take a listen now to Philadelphia Union's first big chance on goal, but a diving save by our goalkeeper, Oscar Ustari.
At the top of the area, right-footed shot, and it's gobbled up by a diving Oscar Ustari as he ranged to his right, and that is the first Philadelphia Union shot on goal. Ustari is equal to the task. Jovan Lukic didn't get the pace on it that he wanted. Directionally, it's where he was going, but he chunked it a bit from outside the area.
Now, the Union would keep the pressure on. They actually had a couple of chances here in the first half, but it was a bend-don't-break defense for our Inter Miami Herons.
Cross into the box, look out. John Chalk headed it right in front of the 6-yard box. It was headed away by Falcone, and then an attempt coming from the right of the box, and it was Ian Frey who was able to block the shot before it got to Ustari.
Oh. Now, great sequence there for the Union, but the team that opened up the goals first in that first half were the Inter Miami Herons, and it was a pretty great sequence by Inter Miami on the goal, which led to a tap-in Robert Taylor goal late on in that first half.
Inside the 6-yard box, and it's a tap-in goal for Inter Miami. It doesn't get any more beautiful than that. That is perfectly executed, and Inter Miami has the lead 1-0. How it was laid on a platter, and it's a right-footed poke right past a beaten Andre Blake. 1-0 Inter Miami on top. Robert Taylor with the goal.
So to set it up even more, Jordi Alba had a beautiful grounder cross. So folks, when I say grounder, imagine Jordi Alba coming up the left side of the pitch right outside of the box. He sends in a grounder pass, meaning he kept it on the floor, but it had a lot of momentum. So he grounded a pass all the way through the box to the right side far post to Benjamin Kromoski. Kromoski then had a beautiful pass right back in the middle of the box to Robert Taylor, who tapped it on in. That opened the scoring for the Inter Miami Herons and made things 1-0 early on in the affair. Let's fast forward a little bit to Benjamin Kromoski picking up a card. Inter Miami had a ton of cards in this game, but Benjamin Kromoski got in the book later on in the half.
Now another collision between Kromoski and Daniel Gosdog, and a card has been shown, and this is going to go against Kromoski. So the third time there's been a collision
on a 50-50 ball between two players, and all of them have been called against Inter Miami. Now, looking at the replay, Kromoski came in a little bit low and a little bit late on Gosdag. But that was negligible, in my opinion, at best.
I agree with my good friend Ken Lavica. It should not have been a card. I was surprised that after all of the, as Ken said, there were the 50-50 plays that were had in the first half, that Benjamin Kromoski was the player to ultimately get put into the book first. But, you know, maybe they had a conversation. Maybe the referee at one point said, hey, anything else like that, I'm going to start booking guys. And poor Benjamin Kromoski was the one to get booked. Let's fast forward right before the half. By the way, Inter Miami ended up going into the half at 1-0, being up in the ballgame. But here is Ty Baribo picking up a yellow card in the 45th minute. Ty Baribo, heading into this game, was the leading scorer and the leader for the Golden Boot in the MLS. Let's take a listen to Ty Baribo getting his card in the 45th minute.
Box, it's headed down into Ostari, who got run into, hung onto the ball near the goal line. And a yellow's been shown to Philadelphia Union, and it's Baribo who made contact with Ustari. Well, this match has certainly become a bit rugby-ish here tonight. Baribo ran right into Ustari, who had his head down in a ton of traffic in front of goal after that high, high, high long ball.
So Ty Baribo picking up the card right before half. I wondered if he would be back on in that second half. Wondered a little bit if the manager for the Union didn't want to play with Baribo out there being on a card. It was a very physical game. This was a very physical game. And I was a little surprised that Baribo stayed on for as long as he did, specifically in that second half. Let's fast forward to the second half, because a certain somebody started to warm up.
And look who is up. I'm guessing, you know, by the crowd noise you hear in the background, Lionel Messi has taken off the warm-ups, and he's about set to come on. Injured late against Atlanta United, a left adductor that kept him out of international duty with Argentina in the CONMEBOL World Cup qualifying. But he is about to come on for Javier Mascherano in Inter Miami. And you'll know when he comes on, because you're going to hear another roar.
Ken was right. We heard another roar, but it was 2 minutes later. So if Messi comes on in the 55th minute, this happens 2 minutes later in the 57th.
Suarez, top of the box. Suarez pushes it on to Messi. Messi to his right foot. Lionel Messi has scored from the right of the six-yard area. Messi, just moments after coming into the match, scores again for a second straight match. It is majestic. Messi with the goal. The crowd erupts. 2-0, Inter Miami.
So Messi makes this 2-0, and thank goodness he did, because Philadelphia, I honestly got, folks, 57th minute, Messi gets in and it's 2-0. Philadelphia darn near had the ball for the rest of the duration of the game, and we had 9 minutes of added time. I mean, 9 minutes of added time when that score clock read 90 minutes on the dot. When they came out and had 9 minutes on the clock, I said, holy God, I thought it was going to be a lot, but not nearly 9 minutes. And certainly things got interesting when this happened.
Great ball and a turnover. Falcone was caught off balance. Sullivan slides it to the middle. Gosdag, and a shot was blocked from outside the six-yard box. And now a second opportunity from the penalty D. And that's out of play. As
great ball and a turnover.
Sullivan swinging it in from right of the area. It's chested down in the box, and Philadelphia Union has scored in the 80th minute. Damiani, unmarked, blasted up by Ustari, and it's game on in Fort Lauderdale.
So a couple of sequences there. You had Inter Miami's defense hold strong, and then a minute later in the 80th minute, Philadelphia was able to pull a goal back. Late in the second half, I mentioned that there were nine minutes of extra time in this game, and it seemed like Inter Miami and Oscar Ustari were literally, you know, forming the moat around the goal.
Philadelphia Union corner far side, and it It's taken short. Back into play. Left to the box. Left-footed cross. And Ustari made a diving stop on a point-blank header by Baribo. Ustari denied him. Oh, Oscar Ustari with the acrobatics in the mouth of goal.
Oscar Ustari has been a phenomenal goalkeeper so far for Inter Miami this season. Now, I do have to bring up, he got a red card in that game against FC Charlotte. Now, that one was 3.5 back. Against FC Charlotte, picked up a red. He missed the game at Atlanta United, and Rocco Rios Novo got the start in that game. Now, Ustari got hurt in this game. Ustari got hurt in the second half, and instead of Rocco Rios Novo coming on, it was Drake Callender. And my Inter Miami Heron fans who watched a lot of the team like me last year knows that Drake Callender was the go-to goalkeeper. He was the Oscar Ustari this season when it came to the 2024 campaign. So Drake Callender came on in for Oscar Ustari late in the game, probably in the 80th minute-ish, you know, when this highlight happened.
Here's Sullivan swinging it in from right of the area. It's chested down in the box, and Philadelphia Union has scored in the 80th minute. Damiani, unmarked, blasted up by Ustari, and it's game on in Fort Lauderdale.
Shortly after that goal in the equalizer, Drake Callender would come on. It would have been for the final, you know, 12, 10-ish minutes of the game, but the 9 minutes of extra time was really the difference. So Callender was out onto the pitch for about 20 minutes, and he was out there for this unreal sequence that I'm about to play for you as well. So setting it up here, this is late in extra time, folks. I'm talking like at the, you know, you know the soccer term, at the death. This was an unreal sequence at the death where Philadelphia almost scored. Miami almost scored. Luis Suarez was one-on-one with the keeper at one point and didn't get in. Let's listen to the sequence.
Vasilev trying to launch a ball forward. It was blocked by Yannick Bright. Bright trying to chase it down. Andre Blake off his line got there, was able to put it through Bright, but then Messi won it. The keeper's out of goal. Messi pushes it to Suarez, top of the area. Suarez controls. Suarez had a shot blocked. It took him too long to collect himself. Segovia has it 30 yards away. Segovia retreats to the right, and he gave it away. But now Yannick Bright won it back for Inter Miami. It's on to Busquets. Pushes it through Bright. Now Messi. Suarez left of the box. Left-footed delivery. A header, and Blake was able to make the save on a hop after Messi tried to make it a brace. 98th minute. 2-1 Inter Miami. Inter Miami almost put it away. But now Philadelphia Union on the push. Defensive half to attacking half, long ball. This is going to be headed on to Callender in his box, and he's going to play it on his feet, and he's going to waste some time, and now he's going to scoop it up. The crowd rises.
Unreal sequence here. You had Luis Suarez, as Ken described it. Golly, Luis took just too long to square that ball on his foot. Ultimately gets deflected by a defender. And the goalkeeper on the other side for Philadelphia, I believe Drake, the keeper for Philadelphia, was dead by rights because he tried to play a ball outside of his goal box. Lionel Messi ultimately won the duel between the goalie. Messi gave it to Suarez. Suarez took a little too long to get his feet set. The shot got blocked, and the Union go down on the other side. They almost score. But ultimately, this was the final call of the game. And shout out to my good buddy, Ken Lavica.
And there's the final whistle. Inter Miami has hung on for all 3 points. A courageous effort by Inter Miami in the final 25 minutes. Still unbeaten in 2025. Goals for Taylor and Messi. And Inter Miami is back on top of the Eastern Conference. As hard fought as you're going to find. Inter Miami 2, Philadelphia Union 1.
So that was the final 2-1. The decisive goal by Lionel Messi. It turned out to be that way after we mentioned Philadelphia scored, made things 2-1. And interesting, at the end of the game, Inter Miami had to hang on for all 3 points late in that second half, but they ultimately do. And as I mentioned, they're going to be taking on LAFC tonight. CONCACAF Champions Cup action in LA. We are going to be speaking to Dave Denholm coming up here shortly. But folks, it is now time to give you the Inter Miami Injury Report presented by our good friends at Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath.
Now it's time for the Inter Miami Injury Report presented by Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath.
And now a fight for it. One right back by Inter Miami.
Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath. Representing injured people and their families for more than 35 years. Visit foryourrights.com.
Our good friends Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath, representing injured people and their families for more than 35 years. Visit foryourrights.com. Your injury report for your Inter Miami Herons coming up in this CONCACAF Champions Cup game against LAFC. Once again, at 11:30 kickoff. The ball's rolling at 11:30. David Ruiz, he's got a hammy. He's expected back mid-April. By the way, all these players that I'm going through that are injured are all expected to be back kind of at that same time range of mid-April. We'll continue to monitor this because a couple of players have been injured for a while and have kept getting pushed back. And listen, folks, soccer, I try to explain this to my friends. Soccer is one of those sports where if you're not right, man, you're a liability out there. And almost all of these injuries outside of Hector Martinez are all hamstring injuries. And if you can't plant, if you can't go full speed, if you can't stop on a dime, you're a liability to your team. So David Ruiz starts things off. He's got a hamstring. Hector Martinez, I mentioned, he's got a groin injury. Marcelo Wigan, who is supposed to be a huge part of Inter Miami when healthy. Cello, as they call him, has not played since the MLS season opener against NYCFC. He played in the CONCACAF's round of 16 first leg game against Sporting Kansas City. He played in the game against NYCFC, where Inter Miami ended up drawing after Toto Aviles picked up the red card. And we have not seen him since. So Marcelo Wigan continuing to rehab and try to get back into form. Ryan Saylor. He's out with a concussion. And Tadio Allende, he has a calf injury. And listen, out is the wrong word. This is who is on the injury report. You don't necessarily know who's in or out until closer to kickoff. And obviously, I mean, folks, we're 5 hours away from kickoff with it almost being 6:30. But I can almost assume Ruiz, Martinez, Wigan, and Saylor will not be playing in this match tonight. The one to keep an eye on is Tadio Allende with the calf injury. Tadio Allende, I've said on this show before, you know, the great Damian Perez joins me every now and then here on Pink Smoke. I've told Damian, Tadio Allende has been, I think, the biggest and most pleasant surprise and darn near the MVP on this Inter Miami team all year. He had a three-game goal streak for a moment. He scored in 4 out of 5 games that he's played in. I think Tadio Allende is crucial for Inter Miami to have success this year in order for, you know, the Herons to, as I said, have the success but also win trophies at the domestic level in tournaments like the CONCACAF Champions Cup. That was your Inter Miami Injury Report presented by our good friends at Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath. They have been representing injured people and their families for more than 35 years. Folks, if you know anybody or if yourself, if you guys are dealing with an injury, visit foryourrights.com. That is foryourrights.com. God forbid something happens. It's not your fault. You're injured. You need a settlement. Visit foryourrights.com. That is Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath, and they are your official sponsor of the Inter Miami Injury Report here on Pink Smoke. So obviously we're going to be talking to Dave Denholm coming up next. He is the play-by-play man for LAFC on ESPN LA. ESPN LA, our sister station, folks, out in Los Angeles. Looking forward to talking to Dave. I mentioned me being a Clevelander. I know Dave. He's a Clevelander. He's great people. Can't wait to talk a little football with Dave coming up next. I did quickly want to brush up on Inter Miami's next MLS opponent. We're going to go around the MLS later on in the show, presented by our good friends at Audi. But I did want to mention the next MLS game is going to be this Sunday. Inter Miami is going to be hosting Toronto, and Toronto certainly not having the season that they wanted to have on that MLS slate. They're currently winless. They did pick up a draw in their last fixture, but Toronto is sitting at 14. They have no wins, two draws, and four losses. So I think this is a game where Inter Miami could kind of tinker around with the lineup. Now, you want to take every opponent serious, but with the CONCACAF, with the domestic game tonight, with the CONCACAF Champions Cup game being tonight, I'm probably expecting Lionel Messi to play in tonight's game, not necessarily in Toronto. But more on that later on in the show, because I got to take a timeout. We got to talk to my good buddy Dave Denholm, the play-by-play man for ESPN LA and LAFC, coming up right here on Pink Smoke.
This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Welcome on back, folks, to Pink Smoke. It is now time to go to the Pink Smoke hotline and bring in who? Listen, let's open up the curtain a little bit. We've had a lot of guests here on Pink Smoke so far on the young soccer season. And I got to say, man, my good buddy Dave Denholm, he's a fellow Clevelander like myself. He's helped us out, book a couple of guests. So, Dave, I like to think of you as my, I'm going to go get a little nerdy here, my Shadow Kage. That's a good thing, I promise. It's a Naruto reference. But that's our good buddy Dave Denholm, who's helped us book a lot of guests here. But he also is the play-by-play man for LAFC on ESPN LA. ESPN LA is our sister station. Now, Dave, we're enemies tonight, partner, but welcome on into the show. Appreciate everything you've done for us so far.
I'm a super nerd for not having any idea what you're talking about.
So, the Shadow Kage is Itachi Uchiha, Sasuke Uchiha. We're getting deep down into it now. But, Dave, once again, man, can't thank you enough. Welcome on into Pink Smoke, and I can't wait for tonight's matchup.
Oh, no, it's going to be amazing, no doubt about it. BMO is going to be rocking the BMO Stadium, the 3252 already. Yeah, it's going to be an amazing event, no doubt. And, you know, look, I mean, Inter Miami is an amazing event wherever they go, as you are well aware. And certainly bringing in, you know, the team, they came a little early, right? Messi
right.
was there for some World Cup activity over at our stadium yesterday. So there was a lot of, you know, just stuff going on building up to this even really, which is amazing. And what a matchup though, you know, I mean, I know it's only the quarterfinals, which is amazing in and of itself, but for a trip to the semifinals of this tournament, I know Inter Miami has their eyes on that CONCACAF Club World Cup, the Club World Cup for FIFA coming up in the summer. That's an amazing event.
Right.
If you win this tournament, you know, if you win this tournament, you're in. So there's so much on the line for these two matches between these two teams.
Now, Dave, you mentioned the domestic cups and all the stuff Inter Miami is going to be playing. And, partner, I'm interested to hear if you agree with me on this. I think Messi really wants this Champions Cup, this CONCACAF Champions Cup, because I think he, and you know, all these guys are so into legacy. Maybe I'm looking into the whole Ronaldo versus Messi thing a little bit too much, but I think he wants to win the most important competition on this side of the hemisphere.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. If you watch this guy play, and you know, I'm talking to people who maybe haven't seen him while playing for Inter Miami, I don't know why you wouldn't, but if you watch him play, he is hungry. Still, and that amazes me, frankly, at his age and all he's accomplished. He's one of those guys at the level where we know them. Michael, you know, the Michael Jordans, they just can't lose. They don't want to lose at anything. And that least of which is, you know, still in his career and playing for a team that's really trying to build something as a relatively young club in MLS, certainly. And so far, so good. I mean, he comes in and this guy, I watch, you know, look, I'm a guy who loves soccer, right? We know that. And I tell people, this guy is so special. How would you waste 1 minute not watching him? Another, you know,
right,
like there's
right.
only so many games that Messi has left in this amazing career. Why wouldn't you watch every second of him? And I have, frankly, as much as I can. And he has brought it every single moment he's played for Inter Miami. I believe that. He is still hungry, even after all he's accomplished.
Now, Dave, we were obviously live at Chase Stadium last Saturday. He came on in the 55th minute. I looked at my good buddy Ken Levick. I said, I guarantee you he scores in the first 5 minutes. Dave, he scored in 2 minutes.
Ooh.
And it was a majestic. And I mean, you know, what the change of direction, Dave, maybe I'm getting a little too into it here, a little too nerdy, or my soccer's coming out. But the change of direction that Lionel Messi still has when that ball is at his foot – He fooled every single Philadelphia Union defender. And the goalkeeper, Drake, he never had a chance. The young Jamaican never had a chance as he kept that ball on the ground and went cross-keep to make it 2-0.
It was so beautiful, Michael. I agree with you completely. And I'll tell you why. Because he also makes it look so easy. It is. That was not an easy goal.
Right.
That's not an easy finish. And he does. He genuinely, it sounds like such a cliche, but he's just at such a different level than anybody who's ever played, you know. And again, with all deference to Maradona and Pelé, I think they are certainly up there, Cristiano Ronaldo. But, I mean, this guy is just, he makes it look so much easier than anybody ever has. And that is the scary part. Because what he's doing is clearly not, and yet for him, maybe it is. And that's the true sign of greatness for me. I can't sing his praises enough. I hope he loses. Tonight and next Wednesday, but you know, I cannot, nobody can take away anything from what this guy, the talent that he has. I mean, he's just incredible.
Now, Dave, you mentioned tonight, let's flip things on over to this CONCACAF Champions Cup matchup we have coming up now. With LAFC, Dave, what kind of style of play should we expect to see from LAFC coming up tonight? Are the likes of Olivier Giroud going to be in the lineup? Is Hugo Lloris going to be in the lineup? What can we expect from LAFC coming up tonight?
Yeah, certainly I expect you to see Hugo Lloris. Giroud's been kind of battling an injury, along with our other center forward, our striker, our number nine, Jeremy Abobasi. So there's been a little bit of injury concerns there the last week or so, maybe a little longer. And I don't know that they will rush them back, even though these are massive games, no doubt about it. But certainly LAFC has the depth up front. What you'll see, Michael, is I think they'll play very similar to what they normally do. I don't imagine you're going to see much change in what that is. Even at home, where we are so good, we'll give you the ball. We'll give the opposition the ball, and we'll try to hit you on the counterattack. We'll try to wear you down. When we have the ball, we're going to take our time and build up and be deliberate about it and try to, you know, make sure that we're buttoned up. And so far, so good, relatively speaking, defensively. LAFC's been pretty darn good defensively, but so has Inter Miami. They've improved a lot defensively. So
right.
People might be coming into this one expecting a shootout. First and foremost, you don't necessarily see that in a first leg of these two-leg ties all the time. You know what I mean? It's a little more, you saw the two games last night in CONCACAF Champions Cup. Not that there weren't opportunities, but both of them ended nil-nil. And that can be kind of telling in the first leg. You don't want to get blown out either side, you know?
Yep.
Like, we happened to do that to Columbus. We were at home, we beat them 3-0 in the first leg, and that just put them behind the eight ball, and we were able to advance 4-2 on aggregate. So you don't want that happening to you tonight, no matter which team you are. So I think it might be a little more of a chess match, a little more deliberate, especially the first half. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you see the talent. You know, this talent starts to take over against maybe some legs that are tiring defensively. I think we'll see goals. I just don't know that you're going to see major changes for how these teams play. Inter Miami want the ball. LAFC doesn't particularly necessarily have to have the ball. So that, I expect much of the same.
I love what you said about the first leg, Dave. I totally feel like these teams are going to be feeling out each other. Now, Eastern Conference to Western Conference, I don't want to say they're not very familiar with each other, but, you know, it's not an opponent you see that often. But, Dave, you mentioned Inter Miami loving to have the ball and LAFC loving to hit you on the counter. I mean, it's a dream matchup, I feel like, for both sides here. You know, kind of a dream matchup for Messi to come on over into the middle and just hold the ball, and a dream matchup for LAFC to hit him on the counter. Now, partner, you mentioned Inter-Miami's defense has gotten better. I will say this about the Herons, Dave, and this dates back to last year. The whole giving the ball away and turning into goals, it's been a problem, and it's been a problem this year. You mentioned Giroud is dealing with something, and your other forward is dealing with something. Do you think LAFC, if given those chances, because, Dave, I think, you know, I no doubt our Herons can score goals, but they also give chances away. Is LAFC going to be clinical enough in front of goal tonight? Maybe without, and listen, I know we don't know the starting lineups here. God almighty, we're 5 hours away, Dave, on the East Coast here. So, are they going to be clinical enough in front of goal to take advantage of those chances that the Herons might give them?
I mean, LAFC historically have been. Certainly they miss chances too. I mean, not unlike other teams, but, you know, LAFC have had their moments. where if they get rolling, then they can't miss. You know, then you're in trouble. I don't care what team they play. They can beat anybody on any given day. But they have missed some opportunities to start the season. Denis Bouanga has not yet scored in MLS in five games, the five games he's played. He does have three goals in the Champions Cup, all against Columbus, though, and he had an assist against Colorado in the first round. So he certainly loves to get up for these big matches like this, and Denis will be flying on the wings. LAFC do a lot of their offense actually on the wings rather than through the middle necessarily. So you'll see a new signing, relatively new signing, Genghis Under. Keep an ear out for that name.
Okay.
If you're, he is a very talented Turkish international. We got him on loan, and he is a supremely talented player. He's on the right side generally. Bouanga will be on the left. And they're gonna cause problems. There's no doubt. To me, the guy that really I think stands out is Tomas Avilas. If he plays well, any opponent's in trouble against Inter Miami. But boy, he seems like he's been a bit mistake prone. I know he's young.
Yep. No, you're right.
Talented, but I don't even mean mistakes like huge mistakes. But I'm talking silly yellow cards, maybe
right.
A red card. You know, like stuff like where. That shouldn't be happening. Even though he's young, he's been around now long enough. I think he's got to button that up.
To your point, Dave, Toto Aviles picked up the red card against NYCFC, ultimately ended up drawing that game because Lionel Messi was an absolute magician. And then this is, Dave, you told me you watch a lot of Messi and Inter Miami. Partner, they might be the most penalized team. I sound like a football guy, but honest guy with the yellow cards, he had six yellow cards. In the last match, this is a team, Javier Mascherano has talked about cleaning that up a little bit. I don't want to say Inter Miami has to beat themselves tonight in order for LAFC to win, because I think that'd be unfair, because LAFC has a ton of quality, unlike compared to maybe some of the other teams that Inter Miami has seen in this competition, like Cavalier and Sporting. But Dave, I truly expect to see, as you mentioned, feeling each other out and maybe some messy magic, but I know that this is going to be a good game coming up at 11:30 on the East Coast for us.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I really do. I think both legs are going to be incredible. Look, when you have Lionel Messi, you can also beat any team in the world at any given day. There's no doubt about that. And all the players that Messi has helped recruit, if you will, and they've been tremendous, no doubt. But, we even talked about those yellow cards. And look, Busquets and Alba, so smart. So, brilliant players, don't get me wrong, but they also know when to take a yellow card. So they're going to get a few of those along the way. They're going to add up, but they know what they're doing. They know how to take a yellow, when it's important to, when it's not, when to avoid them. So I don't think LAFC has some major advantage that way where they're going to just, but a guy like Avilas, again, he's the guy you can kind of take advantage of that way. I think what has to happen for LAFC is get out early, get the lead. When LAFC scores first, they win, Michael. When they don't score first, they lose. That's the bottom line this season. And it's been just literally five wins, five losses in all competitions, and that's exactly what's happened.
It's funny you mention that, because Inter Miami is a squad that doesn't give up a lot of first-half goals. That Atlanta United game 2.5 weeks back, this is the only time they surrendered a first-half goal. So I totally agree that is something that could shock the system a bit for Inter Miami if LAFC is able to get into the net. Folks, Dave Denholm is who we are talking to. Radio play-by-play man for LAFC, ESPN LA, our sister station out there in beautiful California. You can follow him on Twitter at TalkSoccer. That is at TalkSoccer, my good buddy, Dave Denholm. Now, Dave, I told everyone here in West Palm, we got to make some kind of bet. We got to make some kind of bet. What do we – now, we're both Cleveland guys. You can maybe put Browns tickets on the line of hell the way that they've been looking.
Boy.
Maybe we should switch it to Cavalier tickets, Dave. But how about this?
I was going to say, Michael, so the loser gets the Browns tickets? You have to go to a game? No, I like this. I think it has to go over the two legs, if that's all right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Whoever advances – how about we do, I don't know, what's your favorite deli? Maybe we send you, whatever. We get a
For sure. I was about to say, I'll find a restaurant spot here in West Palm that the office really likes. And then obviously, Dave, it'll be a meal. But it's a restaurant that I like here in West Palm. And then you tell me wherever, in L.A., wherever you may be, you tell me what I got to buy. Let's get some dinner on this, because obviously we got to get the ESPN L.A. and the West Palm rivalry going here. We got to get it going here, Dave. We got to get it going. And as a listen, I hate to go against a fellow Clevelander like yourself and a guy who likes soccer like me, but we got to get something going here. And I got to be honest, partner. I like my odds.
Yeah, well, hey, give me some odds. How about 1.2 meals?
Yeah, all right. Do you want some points attached?
No.
Okay, all right. Do you want some pity points? Dave, do you want some pity points? I'll give you some pity points if you want some.
I'm gonna quote an old radio friend of mine, the great Arnie Spanier. Don't want the points, don't need the points. So LAFC will be fine. Thank you, Michael.
Absolutely. Dave, I can't thank you enough. And once again, I say, like, you know, when they asked me to do this show, I'm like, all right, I got to reach out to some people that have been in the soccer realm forever. Dave, you were the first person that came to my mind. I don't know if you remember, partner. God, it had to be 6-7 years ago now, Dave. Somehow, some way, when I was part-time in Cleveland, I ran the damn board for you and LAFC. Tell me you remember this.
Oh, boy. I do, actually. Boy, that's right.
Dave,
you ran your board.
You
didn't do it that often, right?
Dave, I probably did one or two times. My good buddy Manny Fontana, still talk to him to this day. I remember him asking me, Mike, I know you like soccer. Is this something you'd be interested in? And Dave, I remember I asked you for your information. We followed each other on Twitter, and I'm like, they're like, Riz, do you know any soccer guys? I said, I know the soccer guy. So, Dave, I appreciate you helping me out, partner, and helping us out and get this thing off and running here on Pig Smoke, partner. Can't thank you enough.
You've always been great. You're a good, hard worker, and keep it up, man. You're doing great.
Appreciate it, Dave. And once again, you could hear Dave tonight on the ESPN LA broadcast. He's a radio play-by-play announcer for LAFC. Dave, I'm going to catch up with you next week, if that's okay, partner.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
All right. We will hear from Dave coming up again next week. Once again, that was Dave Denholm from ESPN LA. You could hear him tonight on the LA broadcast. Taking a timeout. Coming right back on Pink Smoke.
This is Pink Smoke. Brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Thanks again to the great Dave Denholm, ESPN LA play-by-play announcer for LAFC, joining us here on the program. It is now time, though, folks, to go around the MLS, presented by my great friends at Audi.
Now, it's time to go around the MLS, presented by your local South Florida Audi dealerships. Test drive the new Q6 e-tron today at your local South Florida Audi dealer, or visit AudiOffers.com to learn more.
Have you seen the new Q6 e-tron, folks? I'll tell you what, the road is calling. Embrace the thrill of the drive with the all-new fully electric 2025 Audi Q6 e-tron, featuring effortless power, serious acceleration, and advanced Audi technology. Folks, it's not just an electric vehicle. It's a new way to experience driving. The Q6 e-tron is a premium, mid-size, all-electric SUV that boosts an EPA estimated range of up to 321 miles, allowing you to get wherever you want to go in state-of-the-art fashion. That next chapter of Audi starts now. Test drive the Q6 e-tron today at your local South Florida Audi dealer, or visit AudiOffers.com to learn more. That is AudiOffers.com to learn more. It is time, though, to go around the MLS, as I said, presented by our great friends at Audi. And look no further than the Inter Miami Herons. If you want to go around the MLS, and if you want to take a look at that Eastern Conference, number one, undefeated on the season. Well, they drew. How about this? Don't have a loss on the season, our Inter Miami Herons. They have one draw on the year, 12 points, one draw. So 4 wins and 1 draw on that MLS schedule. They recently beat the Philadelphia Union 2-1. Before that, the Atlanta United 2-1 in Atlanta. Very impressive wins for the Herons. In second place, it is still the Union. So 2 teams at 12. And in second place on the table, the Philadelphia Union and the Columbus Crew. Now, the Union get the edge according to the aggregate and goals. So the Union in second, the Crew in third. So that is your top three in the Eastern Conference. Something to keep an eye on. Chicago FC kind of have a little surprising year. The Chicago Fire, 11 points on the season. They're ahead of the likes of Charlotte, who spent a boatload of money in the offseason. And I think one of the more disappointing teams in the MLS, folks, the Atlanta United. Atlanta United spent over $60 million in this transfer window with the likes of Miguel Almiron and a couple of other players, specifically their striker, Lati Lat, Middlesbrough. From the EFL, Lati Lat came on over. He had a goal against the Inter-Miami Herons. Could have had two, but was offsides on his second header. But Atlanta United, who is expected to be right there in the Eastern Conference, very long season, folks. It's a very long season. But with 8 points and then being 11th on the table, not the season that they expected so far. Continuing to go around the MLS, presented by our great friends at our local South Florida Audi dealers. Visit AudiOffers.com to learn more. The surprise team. I think the number one surprising team so far in the MLS is the Vancouver Whitecaps. The Whitecaps are in first place in the Western Conference with 13 points. Vancouver was a team who wasn't even expected to compete within the MLS this year. They have 13 points, and they are first on the table. Austin FC, another surprise team, not quite as surprising as Vancouver, though. They're in second with 12 points. And if I had to go, folks who still having a rough year, probably the most disappointing team, and this is with all due respect, all right? The most disappointing team so far in the MLS has to go to the LA Galaxy. The LA Galaxy won the MLS Playoffs Cup last year. They won the whole doggone thing. Right now, the Galaxy are winless. They are winless and have 2 points. You heard me right. 2 points on that Western Conference table. They have 3 losses and 2 draws on the year. The LA Galaxy, probably the more disappointing teams within, probably the most, rather, disappointing team in the MLS. That was around the MLS, as I mentioned, presented by our good friends at Audi. Visit your local South Florida Audi dealers. Test drive that new Q6 e-tron today. That is our good friends at Audi. CONCACAF Champions Cup action tonight. Brew the coffee, folks. Put the tea on. Whatever caffeine you need, whatever you need to stay up, maybe it's a cold shower. Take a cold shower, you're already up. Because this game's getting rolling. The ball is getting rolling coming up at 11:30 coming up tonight. 11:30 Eastern time start for the Inter-Miami Herons who are in L.A. We talked to our good buddy Dave Denham of ESPN L.A. and the play-by-play announcer for LAFC. Inter-Miami has been in L.A. for a few days now to get acclimated and to get things ready to go. So Lionel Messi, listen, the number one question with this Inter-Miami team seems to be, Riz, is Messi playing? The number one question I get about Inter-Miami is, Riz, is Lionel Messi playing? I can almost promise tonight that Messi is going to be in the starting lineup and playing. Now, that's the good word of Mike Rizzo. I think, folks, not me reporting, I think and can almost assure that Lionel Messi is going to be in that starting 11 coming up tonight in LA. I think it is very important for him. I think he himself wants to win the CONCACAF Champions Cup this year after losing to Monterrey last year in this round. They lost in the round of 8 last year. Let's see if they could get a victory tonight. Obviously, two legs too. Next Wednesday, LAFC will be coming on over to Miami. Folks, you hear that music? That means it's time for me to go. Sometimes Fred's at the go away, but a part of him stays with you forever. Remember that in this life. We'll catch up with you next week. Folks, 8 episodes down. How about that? Episode 9 of Pink Smoke coming up next week. We'll see you later. Everyone, enjoy the late soccer action. Bye.